It's time now for your movie reviews. They're brought to you by Bradshaw and Bryant, seeking justice for the injured, and you can learn more at MinnesotaPersonalInjury.com. Tim Lammers is our guest. Tim, tell us what's happening new in movies.
New in theaters is Elvis. Austin Butler stars as Elvis Presley, whose life, music, and style was shaped by growing up in poor black neighborhoods in Tupelo, Mississippi. His unique swagger, dangerous persona, killer looks, and unique voice attracted the attention of a circus impresario named Colonel Tom Parker, played by Tom Hanks. And the bulk of the movie examines how Colonel Tom unscrupulously exerted control over the king and made himself a very rich man at the expense of Elvis's fragile well-being. Simply put, Elvis, thanks to the brilliant filmmaking of director Baz Luhrmann, is an outrageously entertaining chronicle of the life of Elvis Presley and all of the important people, places, and events in his life, including his marriage to Priscilla, played by Olivia De Jong. It's hard to describe the look of the film as anything other than visually spectacular, which is probably best compared to the razzle-dazzle of Baz Luhrmann's films, including Moulin Rouge. Hanks is great, even though his accent for Colonel Tom is baffling. But the true star of the film is Austin Butler, who mastered the looks, mannerisms, and voice of the king, and even sings the tunes of the young Elvis in the film. Butler really captures the essence of Elvis throughout Elvis, which is something his actor predecessors have struggled to do. Elvis is new in theaters.
Okay, so if I was going to go see Elvis, would I look at this guy and go, yeah, he really looks like Elvis, or what do you think?
I really do think so, Kelly.
Yeah.
I mean, look, first of all, it's weird when you're a fan, and I am a fan, and my wife is a fan. I mean, longtime fans. I mean, when you are so immersed in this character and in this film, again, I think it's the filmmaking that really takes this whole, this wonderful life that this man had to an extent, obviously, because things did go south at one point, and present it in the way they do. Yeah, you're just going to be completely absorbed in this movie and in this portrayal. I mean, yeah, it's amazing how much this guy, he's an Elvis clone, you know?
Really?
That, to me, yeah, it's like, okay, did they grow this guy in a test tube and finally, you know, it's, you know, whatever. I mean, it is so amazing. It really is. And you got to see it. You just have to see the film. It is really one of my favorite films of the year and probably the best, you know, portrayal of Elvis I've ever seen. That's for sure.
Well, that's really saying something. I think I don't know if it's what I've seen before, but, you know, I guess I look at all these old videos and stuff and I watch Elvis and I've seen something that says it's like the new Elvis movie, but I'm like, maybe this isn't the Elvis movie because when I look at him, it looked like his hair wasn't the same color. And I don't know, maybe I just haven't seen him as Elvis.
You might have caught a YouTube video from an Elvis impersonator or something.
Yeah.
And there's a difference between impersonators and the real king, of course. But, you know, there have been a lot of films about, you know, maybe specifically about Elvis, or he's appeared as a character in the film. You know, to me, I think one of the best ones, and this is an old, old picture. Actually, it wasn't even in the theaters. It was a TV movie starring Kurt Russell as Elvis. And I thought that was a terrific movie. Mm-hmm. You know, so, you know, when you're talking about a TV movie, though, and a movie that cost $80 million to make, which is really small potatoes compared to your big budget Marvel movies and your action movies and all that stuff. You know, the sky really is the limit with what you can do. And to me, what this director Baz Luhrmann does, and he is one of my favorite directors. I mean, he did Moulin Rouge, but he also did a movie called Australia with Hugh Jackman and Nicole Kidman. He did a movie. His first movie was called Strictly Ballroom. Just an amazing movie. It showed how gifted of a director this guy is. There are several things going on at once on the screen. And it just pops off the screen at you. It's such unique storytelling. Again, it's really, really hard to describe, you know, what you're seeing on the screen. But it's a very exciting vision of Elvis, ultimately.
Hmm. Okay, so do you think he'll get an award for his portrayal of Elvis?
You know what? That first thing I thought of, honestly. I mean, you know, when you think about the, you know, taking on an iconic person that you're playing, a real life person. Mm-hmm. You know, you had your Rami Malek playing Freddie Mercury, who won.
Yes.
You know, it certainly, Taron Egerton was in the conversation, to be nominated for playing Elton John. And I think he should have for Rocket Man. Yes, absolutely. I really do think so. I mean, and you know, I've heard of other people talk about the film. I don't read other reviews necessarily, but you know, when you see headlines and everybody's really gushing over this guy,
yeah,
I think it really does bode well. Now, the big deal, you know, with any awards contender is that, is this going to hold up? Is this performance going to be discussed at the end of the year when everybody starts thinking about it?
Yeah,
that's going to be the big thing. And so, you know, then at that time, that's when the campaigning will kick in and all that sort of stuff. But certainly right now, I would love to see Baz Luhrmann. And again, Kelly, it's just, to me, it's not even worth talking about because I can't, it is so spectacular. I can't find words to describe it.
Man.
But when you see the movie put together, it's like, this is not your standard biopic. This isn't your A, B, C, D biopic. This is far, far from it. So yeah, that's how crazy of a movie it is. Now on the flip side, if you've seen clips of Tom Hanks, and it's very strange. He's got this accent where it's like, what's going on? Are you Dracula? What is going on? You know, it's very weird, you know.
Okay.
And apparently, you know, it's people are saying, well, it's Dutch. He's from the Netherlands. You know, he's Austrian. What is he? And then I go look on videos on YouTube of Colonel Tom. And Colonel Tom kind of had this southern voice, but it was high like this. And it's like, wait a second. Tom Hanks' voice is nothing like that. That is bizarre. Why did he do it? Well, it makes sense in the context of the movie because Colonel Tom, he has this thing about, he doesn't want to travel overseas. He doesn't want to leave the country.
Okay.
And so it's kind of like maybe Tom Hanks was thinking, I'm going to lend this air of mystery to this guy. So it's weird. It's bizarre, I guess, maybe better put. At the same time, he's Tom Hanks. The guy can still act, and you get used to it really quickly.
Okay.
And as you go on, you accept it because really, this movie is about Elvis. It's not about Colonel Tom. It is about Colonel Tom taking advantage of Elvis, which is really, really sad. And then, of course, you know, we get to the point where he gets hooked on drugs and all that stuff. And that's really, really tough to watch because you got to remember this guy, he died in 1977 at age 42.
Man, I know. So terrible. I still remember that. I still remember my mom going, she got to see Elvis, and that was back when cameras didn't have the zoom, you know, it was just like the regular camera, and she got a picture, and it was hilarious. I'm like, she's like, look at my picture of Elvis, and it was like way far away. It was like a white dot in the middle of the picture. I mean, I can't imagine how far away she must have been, but I don't know.
But you know, though, I mean, what you had is that story, that memory. I mean, God, I really wish I would have had the opportunity to see him.
Yes.
And it's funny, second day in a row now, I've talked to somebody who said, yeah, I had my mom went to see Elvis. You
Isn't
know?
It crazy?
And you know what? What a grand memory that is. No matter, you know, there's that saying Elvis has left the building. You were in that same building as Elvis. That's an incredible thing. You know, it's just like seeing McCartney, you know. I saw my best friend and I saw Ringo. Well, now it's been over 30 years ago.
Man.
But finally, it was 28 years after that, we went to see McCartney together. So it was kind of like a bookend of the two Beatles that were still around, you know, to say that, okay, yeah, I was in the nosebleeds, but guess what?
You were there.
I saw him, you know. So yeah, that's pretty cool. So I love that story about your mom.
And I, you know, I got to see the Rolling Stones last year, and I'm still freaking out how great they do. I got to see them here. Yeah, it was amazing. I couldn't believe how Mick Jagger ran around that stage like a 20-year-old. He don't look any different. You know, he's just still.
He's in the 80s, isn't he? He's early 80s, I think.
Yeah, I think so. And I know that he's got a pretty young child. The guy, you know, I guess he's just keeping himself young.
I think more than one young child.
He's staying busy.
God love him. God love him. I mean, you know, Mick, he's got the moves, okay? Oh, and he can afford to raise all those children. So good on Mick.
I know, but it's funny.
I'm so glad that you got to see him. See, yeah, I've never seen the Stones. I've never really been. I love their songs, but I've never been a huge fan as I am of the Beatles. And again, when you're a huge fan of somebody like Elvis, you just think, oh, I really wish. And
yeah.
But yeah, that's awesome. That's really cool. Then when you see those iconic people, because, you know, again, Mick is in his 80s and let's hope he gets into his 90s. Right?
I know.
But it's, you know, and look, he could live till he's 100, but at some point he is going to stop touring. So the opportunity to see him is awesome. And Mick his guitarist.
Yeah. I always forget his name.
Keith Richards.
Yes.
Thank you very much. Yes.
I think of him as a Pirates of the Caribbean every time I see him because he was in that movie.
He is the one of the inspirations for Johnny Depp in that movie, for sure.
And he is such a sweetheart. He was so thankful for the crowd. It was just so wonderful. They did great. Well, I do look forward to seeing this movie. I'm definitely going to try to get Darren out to see this one in the theaters. It'd be fun. And Tim, thank you so much. Our movie reviews are brought to you by Bradshaw and Bryant, Seeking Justice for the Injured. Learn more at MinnesotaPersonalInjury.com. Tim Lammers, if you want to listen to lots of his different interviews that he's got, you can go to directconversations.com to learn more.